This is Bill Casey with the first of a two-minute talk on 40 Psalm prophecies. Hello, this is Bill with Biblical Insights on Charlotte Catholic Radio, AM 1270. I'm offering a checkup on the Bible's Book of Psalms. But I should mention, when studying the Psalms, there's a possibility for confusion around chapter numbers. Some Bibles divide Psalm 9 into two Psalms, numbered as 9a and 9b, while other Bibles list these passages as Psalm 9 and Psalm 10. So in future comments, I'll mention two chapter numbers as a reference. This will serve to remind that it may be necessary to check a psalm or an adjacent psalm to find an exact citation. This series is a new and fresh examination of the prayerful lyrical psalms. It's an investigation of the psalms for their prophetic content. We'll review a book, 40 Psalm Prophecies Unlocked, available on Amazon. My name is William Casey. As a layman, I am like you, a simple student of the Bible. Since I authored this book, I am your host. While studying the Bible, I became captivated by lesser-known Bible passages. Some nagged my subconscious and sparked my imagination. A single quote from St. Luke's 24th chapter spurred research for this psalm book. It was Jesus commenting, "Everything written about me in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Wow, how could the Psalms, ancient documents that they are, contain information about Jesus? Jesus was only on the planet centuries after the last of the 150 Psalms were penned. Psalms contain no statement that mentioned prophecy, such as someday some specific event will occur. No, Psalm prophecy had to be unlocked. So until next time, remember, God's word is a blessing.